Jimmy Somerville had a string of hits with his band Bronski Beat. Jimmy is a football fan, and in this song he sings about the homophobia that makes a small-town boy leave home. The homophobia, Jimmy believes, is endemic to the game. Jimmy is one of the judges of a poster competition designed to focus footy fans and players on their sport's exclusion of homosexuals. The Europe-wide competition is organized by CLEAN, the Center for Gay and Lesbian History and Culture in Vienna. Andreas Brunner from CLEAN says the aim is to make this taboo topic public.
Try to ask an Austrian football player, professional, an Austrian pro, about his opinion on homosexuality. It's not part of the game.
Up in the stands or out on the pitch, there's no doubt professional football is a macho world. But does the sport go further than that, crossing the line into homophobia, singling out a section of society for ridicule and hatred?
Football, the football ground, is one of the few areas in society that are real heterosexual. Gay men and women do not have a space there. Often you can hear homophobic expressions like fag, faggot. Yeah? So there is a lot of homophobia in the language. We are the
champions. Contradictions abound. The song We Are the Champions has reverberated around football stadiums across Europe. It was written by Freddie Mercury, who was gay, and recorded by his band, Queen. Mercury said he wanted it to be a participation song, something the fans could latch onto. But according to the French sociologist Jérôme Sigal, the fans have embraced the song, but not homosexuality. He says the only case of a professional player coming out ended in tragedy.
It was the first football professional player, Justin Fashanu, who did his coming out in 1990 and committed suicide a few years later. Even Otto Baric, who used to be the Austrian selectioner, he also had very rude words against homosexuals. I think it's a peculiarity in football.
So there's the challenge to the upcoming European Football Championships. Will racism be kicked out of bounds while homophobia remains in play?
At the moment, it is probably the only one sport where homophobia is so strong. And in France, for instance, there is an association of gay supporters who are trying to have their official organization recognizing homophobia like racism. But it's still not the case. In all the international, like the FIFA or the professional leagues, there is no homophobia which is recognized. They condemn, for instance, racism, but they don't condemn homophobia.
The obvious irony here is that of all the macho male sports, football is the one where men are most likely to be seen hugging and kissing. But Andreas Brunner says this can be part of the problem.
The football player doesn't dare to confront his fans with homosexuality because he is not sure that they will follow him. The other part is the team itself. There are 25, 30 men in a team playing together, and it's a very intense play. There's a lot of body contact. In this environment, I guess it's very hard to be openly gay.
The winning posters from CLEAN's competition will be displayed in several locations around Vienna during the European Football Championships. The organisers don't expect football to become gay-friendly overnight, but they hope to persuade the sport to embrace those fans and players who love the game and happen to be gay.